Live from the team's training facility in Berea, Ohio, this is the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Brought to you by Geico.
Good.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com. And by Verizon Wireless. Text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile. Only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. Now, here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And a good evening and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Glad to have you with us. The Browns get set for the final game of the year. They will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Actually, it'll be in the new year, 2012, New Year's Day. And just if you missed it with all the Christmas scene, the time of the game has been moved back. It will be a 4:15 kickoff on Sunday when the Steelers come to town. A lot riding on the game. We'll touch on that as actually three teams from the AFC North could be in the playoffs. Chris Obanaya will join us a little later. So will Vic Carucci. But as always, we get the show started with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Pat Shurmur. Pat, good evening. I hope you got a little bit of Christmasing in that when on Christmas Day. I know with your football schedule that it's tough this time of year, but hopefully you got a chance to hang out with the family a little bit.
Yeah, it was a good day. I ended up coming in here, though, to check on the injured players. But aside from that, had an opportunity to relax. The way the schedule was set up this year, it was kind of a opportunity for everybody in the NFL to kind of take a day, and then we're right back on schedule now for a Sunday contest.
Yes, with Pittsburgh coming to town. Pat, boy, I go back to the Christmas Eve game. What a game it was against Baltimore. Your guys again battling back, and I know that they did a lot of good things, but you lament what happened at the end of the first half and then Phil jumping offside at the end. Those kind of mistakes just cost you, don't they?
Well, they're the ones we talk about. And I would say throughout the game there were some things that we could have done to either put ourselves ahead or put us even closer. So, you know, we got to be smart in critical situations. And, you know, the things that happened at the end of the half and then at the end of the game, you got to eliminate. And it wasn't like we hadn't practiced those situations. It wasn't like they weren't aware it was going to happen. It's just you got guys out there playing and reacting. And, you know, we just got to keep coaching them and, you know, I'll take responsibility for that.
Well, I know you have as it goes back to you. But, you know, one thing about this team, and you've gone through three really tough road games, but they just keep coming. And in terms of the effort, you've really got to be very happy about what you've seen in that regard.
Yeah, I think all year, you know, we really were only out of two games. And we've had a chance now to win most of the games we played. And we didn't get that done. So there's obviously a long way to go from that standpoint. But nobody should really doubt our players' effort, their pride in playing. And they show it every Sunday.
And I think when you look in the division, you know, Pat, Baltimore, that first time here, they did a lot of things that day. And really, you guys really kind of brought things down. They didn't run on you like they did the first time. I mean, there was some progress, I guess, as you're evaluating the team. Right. You had to see a lot of things that you liked compared to that first meeting.
Yeah, I do. And I've said it each week. There's certain things I see that would do better. You know, now we got to do more of those things and then get some victories. And it becomes contagious. I've seen it happen before. You know, there's a lot of examples in recent NFL history of teams that didn't win many games their first year and were able to flip it around. You look at the Detroit Lions now who are in the playoffs. It's not too long ago they had an 0-16. And, you know, you look at some of the other teams. My first year in Philadelphia were 5-11. And lucky to be 5-11 and flipped it around and we're in the playoffs the next year. So it can happen. But what needs to happen is you got to isolate the areas where you need to get better. We got to make improvements. And then we've got to make sure that we compete in a way, now that we know the teams in our division with the team that we have, we got to find a way to win these games. And then I think once you start doing that, then it becomes contagious. You string them together and you go.
And I think one of the things when I think about it, and it really goes with that team factor, the running game has been pretty doggone good the last few weeks. You've had Peyton running very well, and the line, that's all a cohesive unit for that to happen. You have to feel good about that.
Yeah, I think that's contributed to some good play. You know, anytime you can run the ball in a division where you've got teams that are all top 10 defenses, I think that's good. And I think we've got to do it again this week against Pittsburgh. And I do think as you're either developing a quarterback or trying to get a quarterback going, the best friend of a quarterback is a good running game. And so we can see, you know, you look back on it now, you wish that Peyton was healthy most of the year because his physical running style is hard on the defense, and it's good for the offense. And we've gotten some good snaps out of Chris Obanaya. And then again, Montero's been, you know, trying to get himself back from injury. So, you know, that's not an excuse. It's the reality of it. And I think last year you had three quarterbacks that got injured. This year, you know, it's been kind of that running back crew. And then so we'll just try to get through that and keep moving.
The offensive line, you've had a couple of youngsters at those guard positions. Mm-hmm. And have you seen growth from them, Pat, from where they were a month ago, say, or five games ago?
Yeah, no question. I think Jason Pinkston is improved every week. I see a guy that's much, much better than opening day. He's really had the benefit of playing between two guys that I consider tops at their position, you know, with Alex Mack and Joe Thomas. And so those three guys have done a good job working together. And then Sean Laval has done some good things this year. He's been kind of fighting some injuries, which you don't hear about. He doesn't talk about, but he's battled through. And then Tony Pachos, of course, since he's been back, he's a tough guy. And so, you know, those guys have all played together now. They got a good feel for one another, and that's very important.
You know, and then switching to the defensive side, you know, you brought in some youngsters. We talked a little bit about Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard have come mm-hmm. on, and you got some young players in the secondary, but you've got some good veterans. And I really, Sheldon Brown makes a big play for you. He's a guy sometimes that I know that maybe as a even a media member, maybe he's not talked about enough. 158 straight games, and he's just he's a warrior when it comes to Sunday afternoon or Saturday, whenever the game is played, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's a pro, and he's, you know, I guess he's an old pro now. You know, you play that many games, but he's, you know, there's some added value to him being on the field. He's very veteran in his approach. He helps the young guys. There's times when we can communicate about team issues, and he's got a good feel for it. And so I really appreciate where he's at.
We are moving along, the Browns and the Steelers, Sunday 4:15. Jot down that time as they will go at it in a big ball game for the Steelers. We'll talk with the coach about the second matchup against the Steelers. That's all coming up. Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile, only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. This is the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show. It's driven by Liberty Ford. We'll be right back on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
NFL football. Here's to Sundays, the greatest 24 hours of the week.
On Sundays, I wear a jersey with someone else's name on it.
On Sundays, I'm not just a man, I'm a fan. And I can prepare a gourmet meal out of a trunk.
Because Sunday means game day.
And I've got the official game beer, Bud Light.
I love you, Sunday.
With Bud Light's ultimate fan experience, NFL football just got better. Just snap the tag on specially marked packages of Bud Light, and you can win a VIP experience at the 2012 NFL Draft, the Pro Bowl, and the Super Bowl. Go to Bud Light's Facebook page for more details. It's the ultimate fan experience. Here we go. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents except California 21 and over. Program ends 1/15/2012. Send Bud Light snap tag at retail to snap at BudLight.com. Message and data rates may apply. See rules at BudLight.com/ultimate fan. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Browns fans, place your deposit now for 2012 season tickets and club-level memberships to get first choice of available 2012 seating options. For more information, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Every year I make a New Year's resolution and then I forget about it.
Like taking me with you on all the Browns road trips this season.
Well, this year I resolved to save us money, be eco-friendly, and become a techno geek.
How, Stanley?
I am going to the Ford year-end celebration.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's the best time to save a lot of money on a new Ford. They all get great MPG and have the coolest technology.
So you're going to the Ford year-end celebration?
I just said that.
You forget, remember?
See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns, or visit driveonohio.com.
Browns fans, place your deposit now for 2012 season tickets and club-level memberships to get first choice of available 2012 seating options. For more information, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
PNC Bank Play of the Game. PNC Bank is a proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns.
Cook on the punt. Josh Cribbs deep. Josh at the 16 fields it. Goes to the right sideline, pops by one guy, 25-30, Josh to the 35, he's to the 40, gets by Cook midfield, 45-40, 35-30, 20-15, 10-5, touchdown Browns! Josh Cribbs with an electrifying punt return, and the Browns are on the board, 84-yard run back by the great Cribbs, as Jimmy calls him.
Yeah, well, it's been a couple years since Josh has had one. Just great job of getting that ball and getting to the outside. He gave the kicker, Sam Cook, a little stiff arm, and then he just separated.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford.
And that is the PNC Bank Play of the Game. PNC Bank, a proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Mike Snyder with you at Browns headquarters with head coach Pat Shurmur and coach Josh Cribbs. That's just huge when you get a play like that. That just ignited everybody, it seemed.
Yeah, those are the kind of touchdowns you need, and obviously Josh can do that for us, and we were glad to see him make an impact. And then we were able then to drive the ball and get it to 14, which is where you want to be when you put yourself in a 20-0 hole. To be able to fight back like that, you need a big play like that to get you on the board.
Yeah, and that was a heck of a drive then. That ended up with a nice throw by Seneca for Evan Moore to get you that second touchdown. Coach, as you get ready for this week, health-wise, how did you come out of the game against Baltimore?
Well, we actually pulled through it better than you might think, another physical contest like that. So, and then Kaluka busted up his hand a little bit, but we'll have all the guys ready to go. We got more time this week, obviously, than we did a week ago. We go from a 6-day week to an 8-day week. So we'll try to get these guys, get their work in, get their legs back, and then get ready to go.
Now, Kaluka still may give it a go, though, this week?
Yeah, we'll have to see. You know, it's still a little too early to tell. We'll see Wednesday when the guys show up for the preparation, how they're doing.
He's been one of those players this year that ended up getting more of an opportunity with the injury to Scott Fujita. He's done a lot of things with special teams, but on the field, he's done a nice job, it looks like.
He's been a steady performer both in special teams and obviously scrimmage downs. He's a good player. He's a good player, and he's done a lot of good things this year.
How's Colt McCoy doing this week?
Yeah, he's doing fine. And, you know, he was in today and got a workout, was in all the meetings. We had a chance to visit, so... You know, he's progressing through this, and again, we'll know more Wednesday when we start practice.
Okay, so Wednesday will be the next on-the-field, first on-the-field practice for the Steelers then.
That's it.
So you'll know more about everybody then as far as this week. What about the rematch with them, Pat? You had a very physical ball game there. Your team hung in there. What about going at it with them again one more time?
Well, we're very aware of what type of a team they have. We went there and battled them. And it's been the same story here for the last few weeks. And so, you know, there's a lot at stake for everybody, including us. You know, I think it's important that we end the season fighting to get a victory. And I know they've got some playoff interest, some things that they want to accomplish. So there's always a lot at stake. Most important to me is the pride that we put a great performance on the field and try to win our first game of the year, so to speak, and set ourselves rolling as we move forward.
Yeah, there you go. That would be a nice way to do that. And it is such a big game for Pittsburgh. They could end up with a bye, depending on what happens in the Baltimore-Cincinnati mm-hmm. game, which I guess will be played at the same time,
right,
so that everybody's going at it. Nobody's going to really know anything. And Baltimore, that's a tough game at Cincy. And they're all in your division, Pat.
Yeah, how about that? Hey, it's amazing. You talk about games at the end of the year where they don't mean – these games mean a lot to players. And, you wear your uniform, you got your name on your back, and you want to go out there and you want to put a good performance on the field. So regardless of whether you're in the playoffs or you're worried about seeding or you're just fighting for a victory, the guys are prideful and they want to play well and they want to win. And I think no matter what the situation is in the game Sunday, you're going to see that type of performance from all the players.
And it is Pittsburgh now. We don't know. I would guess Roethlisberger would go. That's been really his MO, although he did sit out the last ball game. But with him on the field, he brings a whole new dimension to anybody else. He's one of those guys. I think we've seen Seneca actually keep plays alive for you, right. but Roethlisberger is one of the best doing that, and he's done it for them now for years.
Yeah, Seneca does it in a little different way. Seneca will escape and make a play where Ben can stand in there. He can see over the top. And you got to really hit him hard to knock him down because he's a big, big, strong guy. And so those are the plays I think that we are all familiar seeing. He's done them all year long. And I know he's trying to come back from that ankle injury. Those high ankle sprains can be buggers, And so I'm sure if he plays, he's going to have an impact on the game, and we got to do what we can and put pressure on him.
Pat, I was going to ask you, just thinking about extending the plays when we use that terminology, and you call a play, the receivers run their routes and so forth, but then things break down. It's all different, but that's where it comes, where players need to make the play. And what are the things that receivers are told when they maybe run their route, they look back and hey, the quarterback's still running around. What are they supposed to do?
Well, there's scramble rules, depending on what route has been called and which direction the quarterback scrambles. Typically, if you're intermediate, you run with the quarterback. If you're short, you run with the quarterback. If you pin yourself up on the boundary, then you try to wiggle free. And then if you're deep, a lot of times you just stay deep, so the quarterback has a deep middle short look as he escapes the pocket. Then if, of course, nobody's open, he can run with the football. And then, of course, if he's trapped, he'll throw it away. So those are that's typically what happens. It's just not chaos.
Mm-hmm.
There's what we call scramble rules, and once the quarterback breaks the pocket, then everybody pretty much has an assigned area that they run to, depending on where they are on the field.
But so often when we look at highlights of games, it comes down to a play like that. Two guys really making a play, and they, as you say, they've got some principles where the quarterback's looking for in a spot maybe, but still, they've got to make that in that split second, don't they?
Yeah, they got to be aware, and then, like you said, they got to make a play. And then anytime you're outside the pocket, it puts pressure on the defense because everything's usually structured for him throwing the ball from the pocket, and then now you're playing in zones and you got guys running around, and it looks like chaos, but it's a little bit more organized than most people think.
Pat, before we let you go tonight, you head into this final game, and I know that all your focus is this week mm-hmm. for this game, and as it should, but this will be a very interesting offseason for you. You'll be able to have a lot of access to your players and so forth. It'll
sure.
be a whole different offseason than last year was, won't it?
Yeah, we'll probably talk about more about that the next time we visit here. But, yeah, I think I've already got it pretty much scheduled, what we'll do and when. And it's pretty structured now based on the NFL rules. But to be able to visualize the areas that and things we're going to work on, it's different types times of the year and when we have access to the players so that we can work with them. I'm looking forward to that. Because I think it's a key piece when you're trying to develop a team.
Well, Coach, we wish you all the best as you start 2012. Hopefully, get a W against those Steelers.
Let's do it.
All right, Browns head coach Pat Shurmur, the Browns and the Steelers Sunday at 4:15 at the stadium. And you heard the coach. Yeah, as big as that game is for the Steelers, it's just as big in his mind for the Browns as they take the field this week. You are locked into the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, and Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL mobile only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. The Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show is driven by Liberty Ford. Up next, we'll visit with Browns running back Chris Obanaya after this timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
At this very special time of year, all of us at Conrad's Tire Express and Total Car Care would like to extend a thank you to all of our friends. Thank you for your confidence and loyalty. And as all of us get ready to share the joys of family and friends over these holidays, we wanted you to know that we're very proud of the trust that you've put in us throughout the year. Be safe in your travels this holiday season, and happy holidays from all of us to all of you.
Conrad.
Celebrate the new year with a new device from Verizon, like the 4G LTE Pantech Breakout. Now only $49.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Plus, buy a new 4G LTE smartphone and you can double your data for the same low price. Visit any Verizon store, verizonwireless.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Verizon. Requires new two-year activation and data pack. Early termination and other fees apply. Double your data applies to new activations or upgrades and data packs 2 gigabytes or higher. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Hey Browns fans, K&D invites you to live in the heart of it all at one of their three premier downtown properties. The Residences at 668 Downtown's newest luxury address featuring Zinc Bistro. Reserve Square with the convenience of an Embassy Suites hotel. And the Residences at Stonebridge offering amazing views of downtown. You deserve a quality home and good neighbors. So check out everything K&D has to offer not only downtown, but throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com.
Cuyahoga Community College has recently launched their new Alumni and Friends Association, and they're looking for you. If you've taken one class, you're an alum. Or if you believe in Tri-C's mission, you can join as a friend. So join for free today to take advantage of a great job search, mentoring, and networking opportunities, as well as receive discounts to Northeast Ohio businesses. The Tri-C Alumni Association is here to reconnect you. Visit tri-c.edu/browns to join today.
Now it's easy to save thousands of dollars on your mortgage by simply purchasing the things you need and use every day. With the Homeowner Plus Value Package from Fifth Third Bank, just use your Fifth Third credit card and you'll earn points to help pay down your mortgage. It could save you thousands. For more information on the Homeowner Plus Value Package, visit 53.com/homeowner plus or stop in a banking center today. Fifth Third Bank, the things we do for dreams. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit review and approval.
Ballroom Nightclub, the downtown Cleveland Saturday night event every weekend where Club Kiss broadcasts live with your hosts, Kiss FM's own Java Joel and DJ EV all night. All of Cleveland's young and sexy come out to play at Ballroom Nightclub, the biggest Saturday night party in the city. Get on the air live with Java Joel broadcasting to over 500,000 people only at Ballroom Nightclub during Club Kiss Live. More info at ballroomnightclub.com.
Liberty Ford is giving two lucky fans the opportunity to kick off the new year with the Browns at the big game on January 1st. Right now, you can register to win a pair of club seats to the big game against Pittsburgh at Cleveland Browns Stadium on New Year's Day. Just log on to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win. You can enter online daily to increase your chances of winning from now until December 26th. Go to Liberty Ford's Facebook page and register to win today. Visit libertyford.com for details.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
Back to the
the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And this is the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show. It's driven by Liberty Ford. And we remind you, fans, log on to ClevelandBrowns.com, driven by Liberty Ford, for all of your up-to-date Browns news. And Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL mobile, only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. The Browns will wrap up the season Sunday with the Steelers in town. We go to our hotline, and we welcome Browns running back who really has done a terrific job joining the team back in October. And what a job number 25 has done. We welcome Chris Obanaya to the show. Chris, thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Chris, what a year it's been for you. You know, I want to talk a little bit about this year, but first off, in the present tense, boy, that was a tough ball game to lose in Baltimore, wasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we felt like we had a great opportunity after playing them somewhat close here in Cleveland and trying to capitalize on some of the things that we did back in early December, I think it was, when we played them. So, you know, it's unfortunate looking back at the film today, but you know, we got to move on and move forward.
Well, and that's what you guys have done. You know, one thing, Chris, I know the results haven't been what all of you would want in recent weeks, but one thing, this team really, as I'm watching it, has gone out and played very hard each and every week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a lot of pride, as any athlete and competitor does, and of course we play the games to win, but it's unfortunate if you don't put forth 110% effort and give every ounce of, you know, blood and sweat. And, you know, that's why you work during the week to prepare for the opportunity to play well during Sundays.
I tell you, Chris, after Evan Moore caught that touchdown pass from Seneca, that stadium got rather quiet, I thought. The Ravens, you really kind of had them on the run.
Yeah, their stadium is one that feeds off a lot of their great players. They had, you know, Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs, Ed Reed, just to name a few. And, you know, when Chris returned that punt, you know, you could hear a lot of conversation, I would say. It got very quiet. And then Evan catching that touchdown pass. And we had the ball with the opportunity to go up and go score it towards the end of the game. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do that.
You know, you mentioned, Chris, the return by Cribs, and that really, while it kind of quieted the fans there in Baltimore, that seemed to really energize you guys. When you see someone make a play like that, that does get guys fired up, doesn't it?
Yes, it motivates the players, motivates your coaches. You know, and it gives everybody that extra push. You know that, you know, once one big play is made, you know, playing this game, it's almost like a domino effect. It affects one team positively and sometimes the other team negatively if they're not able to bounce back and have an immediate big play of their own.
We're talking with Browns running back Chris Obanaya here on the Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Well, Chris, what a year it has been for you as you were in training camp. Really had a great preseason, I know, with the Houston Texans. And then you got a little bit of action, but we're on their practice squad. And then you get the chance to come to Cleveland. As you kind of look at it here with as we get ready to bring in a new year with one more game to go this season, what's going through your mind about the way this year has gone for you?
It's been a whirlwind, you know, starting in Houston during training camp, had a decent training camp there, like you said, and then was on practice squad, activated there for a couple of games, played in a few games, and then right back down. And then as soon as I got released, I was in Cleveland and playing in Seattle that first week in October. And ever since then, it's been very quick. You know, the NFL season goes by very fast, and, you know, once your Sunday is over with, you come in on Monday and prepare to watch the next opponent, you know, and it just moves on very quickly. And so for me personally, it's been a great year, and just being blessed enough to have the opportunity to be on an active roster. I think that when you've been on practice squad and you're fighting to stay in the league and keep your foot in the door, you know, that's all you know. I have to get active. I have to be a part of the 53. And now that I've tasted that a little bit, you know, I have the confidence and also the hunger at the same time to want more, you know, want to be a bigger part of this team and hopefully play a bigger role at some point next year.
Well, there's no question you've done some great things this year with the Browns. I know fans have really been impressed that 100-yard, 115-yard game you had against Jacksonville. And really, Chris, you get down in Houston, and sometimes it's just getting an opportunity. I mean, they've got two outstanding backs in Foster and Tate. I mean, that's no knock on you. They've got some depth there, and they obviously liked you enough to keep you around. But that's the way it is in the NFL, though. There's a lot of competition, and I guess when you're on that practice squad, you do have to really self-motivate, don't you?
Yeah, I learned that at a young age. My rookie year, I was lucky enough to play with Steven Jackson, who's become a great friend of mine. But, you know, he and a safety there named James Butler always told me that it would be a good opportunity to perfect my craft, you know, just work on the little things. And you have that opportunity going against that number one defense wherever you are and whatever practice squad you are on. So I took that and, you know, ran with it, just told myself that whenever I got my opportunity – that I needed to be ready to make the most of it, and that's what I prepared myself in doing.
And, of course, as you come to the Browns, I know Pat Shurmur was familiar with you as you were in St. Louis with him a couple of years ago. So how helpful has that been for you to be familiar with your head coach as you come to the Browns?
The process has been easy. You know, just knowing Pat's offense and knowing Pat personally has definitely helped. And how I've grown, I would say, as a player. He's also allowed me to grow, allowed me to do a lot of things that I hadn't had the opportunity to do in this league. And so, you know, moving forward, you know, it's something that I'll always be thankful for. And I would want to grow. You know, I want to continue to get better as a football player and however I can help, and just want to continue to be a part of this team.
Well, Chris, I know we've seen you line up in the backfield also, though. And I know they've had a few injuries in the wide receiving core, but I've seen you line up as a wide receiver, and that is something that you have done right back into your college days, correct?
Yes, sir, correct. I was recruited as a receiver coming out of high school, and catching the football is always something that I've taken a lot of pride in. So we had some opportunities in our game plan to move the running backs around a little bit, and my number was called, and that just happened to be lined up out there on that particular play.
I see. And then as you know, your college, of course, for Browns fans, I think have heard that you were obviously in Texas and with Colt McCoy. And we know Colt, I guess from what Coach said, is feeling better. But it's been a tough few weeks for him, obviously. But that's had to be nice to when you got here, Chris, to know the coach and then also the quarterback very well.
Yes, sir. You know, I played with Colt 2 years, played with Vince Young 2 years. So there was that familiarity. Most of my playing time was done with Colt, and so it was definitely helpful in terms of my level of comfort when I got here, not knowing a lot of the guys at the team on the time. But in addition to that, there were other guys also that I had played with, and you know, Phil Dawson has been a great help also, even though he was a little bit before Colt and I, definitely, you know, helped with my level of comfort, as I said previously.
You Texas guys hang together pretty well, Chris, sounds like.
We stick together. You know, it's a big fraternity for us, a big deal back home. We take a lot of pride in where we went to school, obviously. And, you know, hopefully the guys continue to get better down there in Austin and continue to grow.
You know, Chris, as you have one more game to go this season, have they given you any indication about next year yet, or is that something that will be discussed after the year?
No indication. That was something that my agent and the front office of the Browns will talk about. For me personally, just continue to work. You know, there's the only thing that I can control is how hard I play and what I do on Sunday. And so, with that being said, that's all I really worry about. Can't worry about the future because that's something, you know, that I can't predict. But you know, this has been a great year, and moving forward, you know, I hopefully have set myself up to continue playing in this league.
Well, Chris, before we let you go, the final game of the season, the Steelers come into town, a game with much meaning for them, and you've been through one Brown-Steelers game after going through that experience in Pittsburgh. Well, what are your thoughts about that? You've played some rival games in your college days, Texas, Oklahoma, that and that kind of mentality. What about this Brown-Steelers game, and what do you expect this week?
A great atmosphere, especially being the last game, but Browns and Steelers has always been a great rivalry here in the AFC North, and fortunately for me, this will be the third time that I've played them. I actually was playing them in Houston, one of the first games I was active out there this year, and so, you know, great players. You know, they're similar to the Ravens. James Harrison is great player like Terrell Suggs, and then you have middle linebackers. Obviously, Ferrier's a great player, and Troy Polamalu and Ryan Clark in the back end. And so it'll be another great challenge for us, you know, as it is every week in the NFL, and something that we'll prepare for very well and look forward to on Sunday.
Well, Chris, you've done a great job for the Browns this year. You were a savior there in October when this team got banged up, and you stepped right in and really have done an outstanding job. All the best this week, and I wish you a real happy new year in 2012 and hope everything works out for you. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you very much. Take it easy.
Browns running back Chris Obanaya, and he really has done a nice job. Boy, he hit the ground literally running for the Browns when he came here in October. And speaking of moving, today is a Let's Move It Monday, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Try to get 10,000 steps a day this week and visit letsmoveit.org to learn more on how to stay active. Fans, log on to clevelandbrowns.com, driven by Liberty Ford, for all of your up-to-date Cleveland Browns news. And the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show is driven by Liberty Ford. We have more coming up after this timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Dear NFL football, how do we love thee? Let us count the ways.
We love your 60-yard bombs and your fourth and goal.
We love how you give 70,000 fans one voice.
And we love that you love Bud Light as much as we do.
So here's to the official beer sponsor of the NFL. Where's the love? It's inside. All of us.
Love NFL football? Let Bud Light hook you up with the ultimate fan experience. Just snap the tag on special packs of Bud Light and you can win VIP trips to the 2012 NFL Draft, the Pro Bowl, and the Super Bowl. Go to Bud Light's Facebook page for more details. Want the ultimate fan experience? Here we go. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents except California 21 and over. Program ends 1/15/2012. Send Bud Light snap tag at retail to snap@budlight.com. Message and data rates may apply. See rules at budlight.com/ultimate fan. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck. Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up. Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For the first time together in 10 years, Corona Light presents Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw. Brothers of the Sun Tour, July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Plus special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jay Cohen, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw. Tickets are on sale now. Available at Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000.
Browns fans, winning this season comes down to making the right plays at the right time. The same applies choosing your natural gas rate this winter season. Longtime Browns partner, IGS Energy, offers competitive natural gas rates to meet your individual or business needs. With IGS Energy, you choose the natural gas plan that's best for you. To learn more, visit IGSenergy.com. Control your natural gas costs with IGS Energy.
December is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway Restaurants, so we're thanking our customers for being such big fans with $2 subs. The regular 6-inch cold-cut combo or meatball marinara. That's right. The crowd-pleasing cold-cut combo or meatball marinara are only $2 each for a 6-inch sub. Get these two subs made fresh for you, just $2. Saying thanks is a big deal, so hurry in. Prices and participation may vary. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Plus tax where applicable.
Watch the game from the best seat in the house, a brand new home theater from Wayside Furniture. Choose from hundreds of styles and sizes for your big screen TV and electronic equipment. Browse Wayside's big screen walls, entertainment centers, and theater seating. Or let the design consultants customize a home theater to your room, your taste, and your budget. Cleveland fans deserve no less. Wayside in Akron, where you find better furniture priced lower.
Cleveland Browns Stadium and the Browns Training Facility have just the right spaces to help make your next private event a masterpiece. The Browns offer up to 30 unique and inviting venues that can make your wedding, bar and bat mitzvah, holiday party, prom, or other social or corporate event a success. For more information on how you can host your next private event with the Browns, call 440-824-6162 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
This is Prime Time on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
Drive of the game, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group.
14:07 to go in the game. The Browns have a first and 10 of their own 20 thanks to the interception by Sheldon Brown. Seneca Wallace takes him out of the huddle. He quick drops back, looks right, throws, and it is juggled and caught. First down, Carlton Mitchell. Wallace reaching under, gives to Peyton Hillis, trying to turn right in. He hurdles his way to the 34 and is knocked out of bounds. Seneca takes the snap. He looks, throws for Massaquah. He's got it and a first down. Wallace now reaching under center. He fakes the handoff to Hillis. Now looks upfield, throws. He's got Chris at the 35. Cross inside the 30 and down to the 29-yard line. They're blitzing. Wallace gives to Hillis. Hillis up the middle, 25. Hurdles one man, 20. Still on his feet, 15. And down to the 13-yard line. Peyton Hillis takes the Browns into the Heinz red zone on third and goal. Shotgun snap to Wallace. He's looking right. He's rolling right. Seneca looking, still looking, throws into the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Evan Moore.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
And that is the drive of the game, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Glad to have you with us on the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show. We will be with you next Monday, which will be January 2nd, our final show of the season. Well, now it's time for the final call brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts is proud to sponsor Touchdowns for Downs. This season, for every touchdown scored by the Browns, the Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins Community Foundation will donate $100 to support local families touched by Down syndrome. We go to our hotline, and Browns senior editor Vic Carucci is with us. Vic, how you doing tonight?
Hi, Mike, I'm doing great. Always great to be with you, bud.
Great to have you with us, as always, Vic. Vic, boy, you look back at that ball game and the Browns' battle. It seems like that's been kind of the same old story for the last few weeks for them, hasn't it?
Really has. The script is very familiar to all of us. They battle the effort, all that, all those words, and we've heard that word from battle from Pat Shurmur repeatedly, because it's accurate. It does accurately describe the way this team plays. And again, I think particularly on the defensive side, this is not new, but I think that Baltimore game just gives me a new appreciation for how well this defense keeps playing and how consistently it plays. And, you know, when you think of what Ray Rice did in week 13, when you think about, you know, a defense that was pretty much humiliated, to come back a few weeks later and contain him reasonably well. Obviously, he had the touchdown catch, but as far as a running runner is concerned, and then also to play as physical as they did offensively with their running game. Again, all of this happening on the Ravens' home field, and that's a football team that's playing for something.
Well, there's no question about that, and I think when you look at it, Vic, the defense has really not had a lot of depth, but maybe they've developed some as this year has gone along. We've seen some guys get a chance, and they've done a decent job when they've been summoned, haven't they?
Oh, I think that's a great point, Mike, because look at the linebacking core. And again, you lose a Scott Fujita, and you would think that that's going to give you some serious problem. I mean, at the point at which they lost Scott Fujita, that was that Week 13 game, right? So you've now played a few games since then, and Chris Gokong has slid into that strong side spot, and really it's been seamless. I mean, more than seamless. He's done exceptionally well with his play at that position. And then you look at Kaluka Maeva mm-hmm. in that weak side spot. And Kaluka, you know, you want to talk about a tough guy, too. He's playing now with a broken hand, another linebacker who suffers a break there. But Pat Shurmur says, you know, he'll be ready to go against Pittsburgh, which is remarkable. But you have to be impressed, as you said, with the way people have stepped up. And also the youth on that defensive line. Can't say enough, of course, about Jabal Sheard, but I think now Phil Taylor has really come into his own as a young player.
Well, he really, you know, he's, and it's too bad that, You know, he jumped offside at the end of that ball game there, but you're right. He's done a nice job, and they certainly are. They've got some building blocks, Vic, and as I think as we look at these head-to-head matchups with Baltimore and Pittsburgh, in Pittsburgh, they really play the physical kind of way you have to play to beat them. Now Baltimore, they really did really kind of turn around the way that they played from that first meeting, so that is good to see. You know, Vic, I look at this AFC, and, boy, I don't know that I really see a team that really has it all, though. New England's got the great offense. What are your thoughts?
I think you're right. It's hard to sort of handicap it, but I'm going to stick with, you know, I think we've talked about this on the show before, but if we haven't, I'll tell you, you know, that I've been pretty consistent with New England being, you know, a team that you've got to like because of what they are able to do with that offense. The firepower carries them even when their defense is as bad as it is, and it's been horrible. But I think you're looking at the distinct possibility of Super Bowl representatives going into that game with two of the worst defenses, you know, that we've ever seen in Green Bay and New England, but great, unbelievable offenses, two great quarterbacks. You know, the conversation about the Ravens, about them being a Super Bowl team, I mean, I get that and I hear that. But I have to say, Mike, in watching them, you know, in both of these games against the Browns, I have my doubts. And they just don't – I hear them as being a complete team. You know, they do have a pretty strong defense. But, you know, that was Peyton Hillis hammering on them and, you know, power running game taking them down defensively. And you look at their offense, and it still has its issues. It doesn't you just don't see the fire. But the Browns shut them down pretty thoroughly in the second half of that game.
Well, they really did. You know, and just kind of getting back as we talk about the Browns and we look ahead, and I know that show is still to come for the offseason, Vic, but, well, as you mentioned, New England, because they can score, probably Green Bay, and if it's not them, probably New Orleans, maybe out of the NFC. And that's where the Browns have certainly got to look this offseason to figure out this offense. And because defensively, they're not doing a bad job. They need some help there, but offensively, you just got to score more to be successful in this league.
Yeah, Mike, the good news is that core is youthful on defense, and that means it stays together. You know, you can presume these things, stays together, grows together, gets better, all those things, and that, I think, is the plus, that you've got a nucleus on which you can build something, and to do that on the defensive side is a great thing to happen. Now, you know, the real heavy construction work has to happen, or reconstruction work, or whatever you want to call it, has to happen on the offensive side. That's where the questions are. You know, I think there's some elements there. You know, with a Greg Little, there's at least one element, but I'm as, you know, wide open as I'm sure you are and a lot of people are on the quarterback situation. The O-line, you know, could certainly use some addressing in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, again, we'll see what happens at receiver in addition to a guy like Greg Little, how many more weapons you can add to have a quarterback, whether it's Colt McCoy or somebody new, to throw to.
Yeah, and boy, and it has been good to see Little come on these last couple of games, Vic. He's really made some big plays, has hung on to everything that's been thrown at him. So, boy, now if you can add that other, you know, lights out kind of receiver, now you really could end up going from a position that's been a weakness to a real big strength.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. There is no doubt about that. And, you know, again, that's the thing. You know, the running, we see, we talk about this about the offense. The offense needs, we know that you need that guy. You need the guy under center. That's the given. That's the league. That's mm-hmm. the trend of this league. You don't win. You don't have great success without a quarterback. But that said, look at what a difference a consistently effective running game does mean, and how it enhances and gives you the chance every game to win. But, you know, it can't just be that. You've also got to be able to make plays, and you got to be able to make big plays. And if you can pair those together, wow, you do have something special.
Well, Vic, it's always good to talk with you, whether we're talking just about the Browns or the entire NFL. It's been quite an interesting year for you, I would think, to cover this team on a day-to-day basis. There's things you got to wonder, my gosh, how did that happen? What's going on this week?
No, Mike, it was very interesting, to say the least, to go through this season. We got another game to go. I've enjoyed, though, being a part of this so much. It's that part of it's been a blast, and working with people like yourself and others has been extremely enjoyable. Wish we could see more wins, but as you said, we've never lacked things to talk about.
No, that is so true. Well, Vic, a happy new year to you. I'll see you later this week. Thanks for being with us tonight, as always.
My pleasure, Mike.
Vic Carucci, Browns senior editor. Hey, Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL mobile only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. That does it for tonight's Cleveland Browns Monday night wrap-up show, driven by Liberty Ford. A reminder, the Browns and Steelers, 4:15 kickoff on Sunday. This is Mike Snyder saying, go Browns on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.